Good evening. Welcome to Blessings on Grace Radio. Tonight is Wednesday, December the 26th, 2018. The time is 9:33 p.m. You just heard Won't He Do It by the new gospel extraordinaire, Corinne Hoffman. God will always do. We want to say Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Happy New Year. And may your Christmas have been merry and blessed upon yesterday. We had an amazing time just being around family and, most importantly, just being wrapped in the arms of Jesus and just thanking Him for our wake up today, yesterday, and every day that He wakes us up is a blessing. No bad news over here. Tonight is our weekly Food for the Soul prayer session. Tonight you will be praying with the Honorable Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. He is the leader, the founder, and the overseer of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ Incorporated. That is the Honorable, the National Prelate of our church, Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. Tonight he will take your petitions and your prayers to the throne of grace tonight. So all you have to do is call in for prayer, and he will pray with you tonight. Call in number for those in Radio Land who finally have a chance to call in. If you do and you listen online, the call in number is 818-668. That's 5428. 818-668-5428. Can you guys believe it? We have 5 days left in the year of 2018. We have 5 more years left. I mean, I apologize. We have 5 more days left in this year. Just 5 days only left in this year. And then it will be 2019. Oh, my wow. Just for me to say that, just that I'm so close to being to a new year. This is amazing. Can you guys believe it? Well, I can. And for those of you who are in the L.A. area, on December the 31st, all rocking New Year's Eve, we will be ringing in the new year, having a hallelujah, Holy Ghost time down at the church. So if you are eligible to come on down from 9 p.m. until a little bit after midnight, we'll be singing and giving God the praise and thanking him. Every year we celebrate 1 year going out and new year coming in from 9 until a little bit after midnight. The address is 8516 South Compton Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90001. So that is our address. That is going to be Monday, December the 31st, 2018, from 9 p.m. until a little bit after midnight. We will be celebrating All Rockin' New Year's Eve. See, how we celebrate and how we get down is a hallelujah time. We give God praise because he's letting us go out of 1 year and come into another year. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. So that's a blessing. Also, in 2019, you are going to see some different content from us. We're going to have some guests on the show and a lot of exciting things coming for our radio broadcast in 2019. So please, if you support us, continue to do so. Tell your family, tell your friends to support us. Get others to call in for the prayer line because we have a 50-caller spot. That means 50 people can call on this broadcast at the same exact time, and all of them can get prayer. All of them can feast on the biblical knowledge that Dr. Moore is getting from Best Day of the Lord. They can learn from the teachings, and they can feast forevermore. So tell everybody you know to get on this airline because we are here ready to teach them and to pray with them and to give them some words of encouragement. 2019 is in the next 5 days. So until then, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. God bless.
Thank you, my announcer, for bringing us on once again. And God bless you in radio land tonight. This is the day the Lord has made, and let us be glad and rejoice therein. As I speak to you, amen, right now, I wish that you all prosper and be of good health. And if you're not, amen, this is why we're having this broadcast, amen, we want to pray with you. We want to take your prayers along with you to the throne of grace tonight. And let me tell you, amen, Jesus is answering our prayers. We are just so glad to, amen, to be back on air tonight, amen, and thanking the Lord, amen, for these doors being opened. Amen, and thank God for Blog Talk Radio and Stitcher and all the other iPods, praise the Lord, that is supporting us, and amen, the church is, amen, that is behind us. We give all praise and glory to the Lord. Now, amen, as my announcer has said, I don't know how you may look at it, and you may not take it serious at all, but 2019 does not have to come. Amen. I know we reach this point every year, and it may be me, amen. I might not see 2019. I don't know, praise the Lord. But I'm going to let you know, amen, the year is about to pass from under us. Summer has ended, and winter is just about over, and we all still are not saved. So tonight, before this new year come to be 2019, make up in your mind. If you're not saved, get saved. And ever what your prayer is tonight, amen, we want you to take it to the Lord tonight because the Lord Jesus cares about you. The Lord is concerned about you. I don't care how rich you are, how medium you live in, how poor you are. The Lord is concerned about you. And his affliction is, amen, is hitting us all over the world, all over, amen, as it did in the days of Job, when Job was going through. As soon as one runner would run and tell Job something happened, another runner would run and say, Job, this didn't happen and that didn't happen. This is what we are facing today. Every time we seem to get attached to one thing, something else hit us. But, beloved, we are in this thing together. We must go through together. That's why, amen, I beg you, amen, let us stand together. We are not an island alone tonight. We are together. We are the body of Jesus Christ. Lay your denomination aside, amen, and put your faith in Jesus. Because that's who died for us, and that's who coming back, amen, for us. And we certainly want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. I want to say amen to the man of God and to the woman of God. Nobody has a more important job than you, even the President of the United States. When Jesus called you to go and preach the gospel, nobody has a greater job than you. I know many of you don't look at it that way. But remember, many are called, but few are chosen. Our God don't call everybody to represent this gospel. And you ought to be thankful tonight as he has called you that you be willing to go into the highways and hedges and compel man to come. We need more spiritual leaders is to rise up and let men know, amen, that we are not ashamed of this gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To all that believe, whether we're Jew, Greek, Gentile, born or free, this is the Lord, amen. This is Dr. Moore coming to you tonight, amen, in the name of Jesus. I'm coming to you tonight, amen, because we want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. I believe we have some, amen, listeners on the line tonight. We're going to open up the line at this time, praise the Lord, and receive your prayer request.
Call us from 951-206. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. Call us from 951-206. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore.
206. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Brother Patton.
Brother Patton, God bless you, my son. God bless you. It's good to hear your voice tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Need the Lord more than ever.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Praise your strength in it, Lord.
You was asking me something, Bishop?
No, sir. I was just listening, trying to see what you were saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want you to just take me before the Lord.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We certainly will. And Brother Patton, I want to let you know you and Sister Annie is always in our prayers. But I'm so glad to hear your voice tonight. So, amen, we can do the same together right now. All right, we're going to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus, my God, my brother is in need of you hearing from him tonight.
Yes,
Jesus.
Oh, my God, that there is nothing too hard that you can't do. Nothing too hard you can't work out. I'm asking you to look down upon Brother Pastor tonight, a faithful man, a dedicated man. My God, thank you tonight. No, my God, I command Satan, move his hand off of property tonight. Go in that hole, Lord. God, my brother Patton, that. My God, my sister Louise, that. My God, go there. Work it out for him in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We take authority over Satan right now. My God, lift him up. In Jesus' name, I drive and I find every spirit that's not like Jesus away from the
Lord.
Mind right now.
In the name of Jesus.
And you say whatever we find on earth shall be bound in heaven. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory for what you have done and what you've done right now. Renew that spirit, Lord. Renew that spirit, Lord. Renew it, Lord, right now.
Yes,
sir.
In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
My God, continue to bless him. My God, and continue to bless that family. And we're going to give you the praise, and all of the glory belong to you. Thank God for your calling tonight, my brother. Amen. And we love you. We love you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you,
Bishop.
Hallelujah.
Caller from 323-616. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey, Bishop. How you doing, Pop?
God bless you, my son. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. I am blessed in the Lord. I am blessed. How's my son done tonight?
I'm blessed, Pop. I'm blessed. Calling in for prayer for my wife, the pain she be having in her body. Ask for prayer for our Greater Our Nation family. Praying for the building of God's kingdom of Greater Our Nation.
God bless you, my son. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We're going to take your request to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You see, the wife is having pains in her body?
Yes, her leg, sometimes on her side. And then right now it was her wrist and her leg right now, and her thigh, she was having a pain.
Hello, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, Minister Sid, we're going to believe Jesus, because by his stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, my son, my God, I'm in a man that you recently called to preach the gospel. My God is calling you right now because he needs you right now. Lord Jesus, his wife is in pains right now. My God, but I know you're able right now. My Lord, touch her right now, Lord. Touch right now. Let her, let her press through, Lord, the obstacle that is in her way, Lord, the thing that she is going through with, Lord, and let her faith reach her right now. Let her press right now. Touch in the name of Jesus. Touch to Titania right now, Lord. Touch, my Lord, touch, my Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Say it about the power of Jesus. I release the power of healing upon her right now. My God, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, touch this man of God. Oh, keep it strong before you. I pray in the name of Jesus right now. My God, keep his eyes upon you in these last and evil days right now. My God, he plans for the body of Jesus Christ. Oh, greater our nation and the whole that we stand together like never before. My Lord, my God, rock the house with your love. Rock the house with your peace. Rock the house with your healing right now. Oh, let it flow around my heart and love. My God, I feel the anointing God moving upon that house right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm releasing my faith along with this. My brother and my sister tonight. I believe Jesus right now. My God, let this be for a testimony. Amen. I believe Jesus is moving by his power, touching right now in Jesus' name. And we claim his victory word right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you, my son. Thank you for calling us tonight.
Yes. Amen. Yes, you're welcome, Pop.
Yes, sir. Glory. Hallelujah.
Caller from 310-508. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord tonight, Deacon. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Just good to hear your voice. Amen.
Amen. I'm calling in for prayer for my family. Special prayer for my nephew. Had a seizure, and he's doing a little better. But I just want the Lord just give him a mind and just change and just give his life to Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard that the Lord cannot do. Oh, praise the Lord. When Jesus' disciples could not heal the man, little young boy, he would cast himself into the waters, into the fire. Jesus said, bring him to me. We're going to bring your nephew to Jesus right now. Lord God, you know his mind, and you know the turmoil that he's going through in his mind right now. But wow, that demon that is trying to possess that child, my eyes, I'm mine. Come out. Come on out.
In your name of
come
Jesus.
On out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I know you're hiding behind him. My God, you're not one, but you are many. Come out of him right now. Make him whole, Lord. Make him whole in the ocean to save his soul in the name of Jesus right now. My God, we're standing on your word. We're standing on your word, Lord. My
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
there is nothing that you can't do. There is nothing you can't do. Lord, do it that your name may be glorified. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Bring that spirit under subjection and bring it out of that child right now. Lord Jesus, and let him come to know you as his own personal Savior. Let him be filled with the Holy Ghost. My God, speaking of the tongues, I give him an order. Hey, into the Hakasa Rabbi Shanda. My God, we take a part over this condition right now. And bless my deacon right now, Lord. You have brought him a long way, 2018. My God, you have brought him from death's door. And I thank you for the
Jesus. Thank you,
tonight.
Jesus.
And saying, thank you. My God, we're giving you the praise right now. My God, sanctify his house. My God, that your name may be glorified. Everyone in the house, save them and sanctify them. In Jesus' name. And we're going to give you the praise right now. Thank the Lord tonight for your deed. God bless you tonight, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bishop. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 310-637. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Mother Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
Yep. This is Sister Janet. I want you to pray for my home, that my home and all of my children might be blessed and be saved, and that I may go stronger in the Lord as the year come in.
God bless you, Mother Jenny. Let us take this thing in unity tonight. Let us stand on it tonight. Let's claim victory for your household. Let's claim victory tonight. Praise the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to, amen, all the household, all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Yes.
We're going to put them before the Lord tonight, and we're going to ask the Lord to save them because the Lord made them, and he know how to draw them. He know how to bring them. My God, but we're going to release our faith right now, every one of them, Lord. And you know them name by name, address, everywhere they are, Lord Jesus. You know what they've done. My God, I'm asking you right now through the prayers of this beloved mother and grandmother. My God, she asked for all of her children, all of them. My God, not willing that any should perish, no matter what they are done right now. And look like Satan may have the upper hand. My God, we bind it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Because every soul belongs to you. My Lord, in Jesus' name, we're praying for these children, Lord. We're praying for them. We have not just started praying for them, Lord, but we've been praying for them a long time ago.
Yes,
and I thank you, Lord, that they're all alive. I thank you they are not in jail. They are not in prison. I thank you for them right now, Lord. Oh, but continue to turn their heads your way, Lord. Because time is drawing nigh, and I believe that you're coming back, Lord. And, oh, Jesus, when you come back, you're coming back at your church. And coming back at a church without a spot, blemish, or rancor. I'm asking you to strengthen Mother Jenny in this 2018. My God, the end of this year, my God, if you allow us to see another year, give us strength, Lord. My God, give her a double potion of strength. Give her a double potion of strength, Lord. Give her a double portion of strength, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. My God, you know you set her on fire when she was saved, Lord, when you sanctified. My God, you put that burning Holy Ghost fire within her. Let her find God. Stand tie back up. Turn up, Lord. We're going to give you the praise and we're going to give you the glory right now. We tramping over Satan's head. We binding Satan right now by the blood of Jesus. And we claim in victory for your household in Jesus' name. God bless you, Mother Jenny, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord is so good. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is so good tonight. And he's worthy of all his praises tonight. You in Radio Land tonight. You hear Dr. Mo Boyd tonight. We want you to praise the Lord. Let that telephone ring tonight. God bless you.
Caller from 818-358. You are live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Bishop. Hello, Katasha.
Hello, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, my brother, tonight. God bless you, Brother Vernon.
I'm just calling in for prayer for me and my family, my church, Great Ordinations. I'm praying for that that things be fed for me in the years coming, in 2019. I listened to Katasha, which you speaking about, and it is so true.
God bless you. God bless you, Brother Brandon. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to say amen. We certainly enjoyed you on last Sunday. Amen. I was so happy to see you. But amen, just for you to come and be in our presence, we want to let you know that meant so much to us. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus tonight, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, my God, my God, look down upon my beloved brother right now. Lord, you know the desires of his heart. You know the richness and you know the poorness of his heart. Make him strong, Lord. Make him strong as this year is going out from under us, Lord. Increase his faith, I pray, in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, he's praying, my God, for salvation, my Lord, all over the land, for salvation. Oh, that you come into the heart of mankind, young men, young women, boys and girls, Lord. He's praying for salvation. I'm asking you to strengthen him, Lord. Let him have a testimony like never before, Lord, that you raised him up, Lord. My God, I know you're able to do it. I know you're able to do it, Lord. Oh, Jesus, he's praying for his church. He's praying all for the body of Jesus Christ, and I thank you for him right now. Oh, let him keep that spirit, Lord. My God, because we need one another. We need latter days. We need one another. The body of Jesus Christ needs each other. Oh, let the saints of God go forward like never before. My God, I'm asking you to speak to his mind. Let him be led by your divine spirit in the name of Jesus. Work on that mind. Talk to him, Lord. Shepherd him. Help me out with me. Pray with him, Lord. Oh, give him a new insight, Lord. Give him a new insight, Lord. My God, to let him know that you are using him and that you are speaking to him. And we're going to give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost rule him, Lord. In Jesus' name right now. My God, Brother Brethren, I believe the Lord is going to work this thing out for you. Keep on praying and keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. God bless you and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. Thank you, Tasha.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
From 818-641. You're live on
the air,
Dr. Porter.
Hello, God bless Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop. Kitasha, that's
God
so beautiful what you gave me. That New Year's Day with all y'all pictures on it, I love that. I love it, I love it, I love it. Bishop, my prayer request for my heart tonight, I'm in agreement and with all the prayers that went up. I'm really praying for these souls, soul salvation. That's the number one thing. And I'm praying for myself that I grow stronger, me and my husband, that he get that final yes. Praying for my whole entire family, Bishop, as a whole, as well as here, the body of Christ everywhere, greater all nation as a whole. And you, Bishop, and those on that on our sick list, all the brother saints and each other, one of those that's unknown, I'm praying for the ones that's sick and behind the prison walls, that the Lord just intercede upon them whenever they're going through it and they come to the Lord and shorten their time. That is my prayer request. And you have a success with that class you got coming up for these saints.
God bless
that's my prayer request. I get the glory. Yes.
God bless you. Hold the faith. The Lord is working it out. The Lord is moving it by his spirit. So hold your faith. Amen.
Yes.
And the Lord said, if you delight yourself in him, he said, I will give you the very desires of your heart. Hold the faith. The Lord cannot lie. Hold your faith in Jesus Christ. My God, in the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, let these words be more real than ever before to my beloved sister right now. Let her know, Lord, that you're hearing her prayer. Let her know, Lord, that you're standing by her. In these wicked and evil days right now, Lord, my God, stand by her. Encourage her every day, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Work it out for her right now, Lord. And my God, this is a soul winning evangelist. My God, she's thinking about souls, not only at Great All Nation, but in the entire world. My God, she desires that souls might come to you. Souls, Lord, soul, Lord. The harvest is right for the
name of Jesus.
My God, send labor out into the vineyard. You will strip, Lord. My God, Mother Father,
Lord, that you might see where you want to go at in the name of Jesus. Work it out for that family, Lord. Let it start at home. Charity began at home and then it spreads abroad. My God, my God, my God, touch there right now and renew my sister's sin every day, Lord. Every hour right now, do it that your name may be glorified. My God, and we shall give you the praise. We give it to you right now, Lord. Oh, but as you touch us, Lord, as you revive us, Lord, we're going to give you more praise in Jesus' name. Let our life decrease and let your life increase in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. Let us all tonight baptize the Lord in your love, in your peace, in your understanding, in your wisdom. Lord Jesus, touch your people, all the faith of this earth. I'm touching and weaving my sister right now. Save souls. And we're going to give you the praise, Lord Jesus, for those that is in Arizona. My God, in other parts of the world, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you hear our prayer. Touch them right now.
Hallelujah.
Touch them, Lord. Touch them. Touch them right now. Touch them right now.
Jesus.
And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, sister. And try to bring them young girls back with you. Amen. On next Sunday, if the Lord permits.
Amen. I sure will, Bishop. I sure will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
God bless
love
you. God bless you. Yes, ma'am.
Call from 323-428. Live on air, Dr. Mark.
Hey, Bishop, I'm just calling to request prayer for myself.
God bless you tonight, Brother Todd. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prayer. Prayer is so essential. Prayer will change things. And God honors the prayer of the righteous. God knows what, amen, prayer can do. When Jesus was up on earth, Jesus prayed. Amen. He was our example. What about us tonight? Lord God, right now, Brother Clyde, my God, in the name of Jesus, is requesting and desiring prayer tonight. Prayer for the entire body, Lord, the physical man and the economical man and the spiritual man. He desires prayer tonight.
Yes,
Lord God, for the whole man tonight, the whole man tonight. Lord Jesus, we don't want to leave out part of the body, but we implant all the body in tonight. Mind, soul, and spirit, in the name of Jesus. You know what he needs even before you ask him, Lord. You know what he needs. I thank you for bringing him, Lord. I thank you for, my God, laying your hands upon him. My God, when he was sick and afflicted, you raised him. And I thank you for him right now. You started raising him right now. My God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to lead him in the way that you would have him to go. My God, mold him and shake him like you want him to be in the name of Jesus. We live in the latter days. My God, I bind Satan right now. Take your hands off him right now. My God, let himself complete yesterday in the name of Jesus right now. Let the Holy Ghost wait on him and through him in Jesus' name right now. Work it out. Work it out for him right now. And I'm claiming victory for my brother right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for him calling tonight. Go with Jesus. The Lord love you tonight. Amen. And thank you for calling us. God bless you.
God bless you. Bless you.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Call from 562-500. Live on
the
air, Dr. Moore. No caller.
God bless you, Bishop. This is Eric. I was just calling in. Receive prayer for me and my wife.
God bless you, Brother Eric. Oh, praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. You always praise the Lord can get prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there anything special you asking for, or are you just asking the Lord to bless you?
Just to bless us, just to continue to cover us under his blood, going to and from, touch our bodies, give us strength daily.
God bless you, my brother. Yes, sir. I understand you right now. Listen, and I want you and the wife to continue to be faithful unto the Lord. Like you are done, praise the Lord. I see a spiritual growth in both of you. Just hold on to Jesus. Just hold on to Jesus. Almighty God, my God, these are your people. These are your young people. You see, I call the young because they are strong. My God, and you got two willing young people that dedicated their lives to you, and they want to be used by you. But I'm asking you to lead them in the way that you would have them to go. Lead them in the way, and Lord, let them know that it is by your Spirit that you are leading them right now. I'm asking you, oh Lord, God, is it just splitting them from every angle, Lord? My God, both physically and naturally, bless them, Jesus, right now, Lord. Let them home in the name of Jesus right now. My God, let your Spirit be there. Either uplift them when everything seems to be torn down. Lord, let your Spirit go there and revive both of them in the name of Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, that is the work you have for them to do, and open the eyes that they can see what you want them to do, Lord, in these latter days right now. Give me a vision, Lord, that I can constantly instruct them in the way that should be in the name of Jesus right now. By God, send your children tonight. Oh, there's a mighty work, Lord, in the land that you have for us yet to do. And, oh, Jesus, we do it together, Lord. Let us stand together. Give us one heart, Lord. Give us one heart, Lord. My God, there are many members, but give us that one heart. And I thank you for my son. I thank you for my daughter tonight calling in, Lord, for strength tonight. You're strengthening them in their daily affecting of work, Lord. You're strengthening them, my God, in their daily obsession, Lord. You're strengthening them in their job. You're strengthening them, my God, in all kind of ways tonight. And we praise you. We give you the praise right now in Jesus' name. God bless you, my son and my daughter. Go with the Lord and continue. Amen. Is to continue to read your Bible. Amen. And continue. Amen. Fast and pray, and the Lord will do the rest. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.
We love you, darling. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus is working this thing out. As I made a statement earlier, there is no greater calling than the man or woman of God when the Lord have called you and commissioned you is to go out and do his will. And it is a need for God's peoples. And I pray that they can see the need. Satan desired to have this whole world, but as long as we that are filled with the Holy Spirit living up on the face of this earth, Satan can't have the whole world. And Satan is upset about it, amen, because we're lifting up the name of Jesus. But Jesus gave you a great responsibility. Obey the Lord in the latter days, children, no matter who you are, whether you're old, whether you're young, amen, whether you're middle, obey Jesus. It is better to obey God than man. That's what Peter found out. I'm encouraging you tonight is to obey the Lord. Amen. Our president needs our prayers. Amen. Government and rulers that make his amen decisions and influence, amen, the world, playing socially and spiritually and economical, they need our prayers. God didn't just put us here for nothing. But those that, amen, in high offices tonight that making decisions, they need the prayer of the saints. So you pray for them, amen, tonight. That the Lord, amen, will, amen, call them to make right decisions that we may live in peace as much as we possibly can. We live in a dangerous time right now. Pray for your president, amen. I know he have drawn, amen, the troops. But you pray that this was a decision that God laid upon his heart. And as, amen, so we are in dry land tonight. There are those in Texas, amen, is getting a lot of lightning. And back south is getting a lot of thundering. Pray for those people tonight. Just because, amen, you feel like you're on safe ground, don't forget about your brothers and sisters, amen, that is going through something. Look at the disasters, amen, that has happened in 2018 all the way back, amen. Thank God, amen, we're still alive. We're still alive. We're still alive. But somebody is not alive. Somebody, amen, can't witness a contest, amen, to the goodness of Jesus. Dr. Moore tonight saying, amen, don't let that line, praise the Lord, be closed tonight. Call in tonight. I want to hear from you. There is a need of prayer. Come on. Come on. Get off your pride. Amen. Get off your pride. Amen. You don't want to, amen, and let nobody hear you ask for prayer. Amen. You don't want to pray. Get off your pride. Amen. Pride. Amen. God don't like a proud looker. Get off your pride. Humble yourself before the Lord God Almighty. I'm praying for pastors tonight that God give us one mind. Amen. And let us be on one accord like never before. No, we don't fight against flesh and blood. But oh, amen, we fight against the principalities and spirits of weakness in high places. Satan is trying his best to overthrow the church, but he won't do that because Jesus says, upon this rock I build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Pray tonight. Amen. The bread of leadership. Amen. God won't. Amen. God, in this day and time, amen, the men and women of God ought to have a burden. Amen. For leadership. Amen. We need some real strong leaders. We don't need no leaders, amen, that's going to preach us a little temporary message, trying to say something to make people feel good. We need some strong leaders that will stand up and tell truth, whether it will put you in jail or take your life. We need some leaders. Call us tonight. God bless you. We thank God for those, hallelujah, that has already called in tonight. But amen, there are thousands of you out there tonight listening at my voice, and I just want to pray, make contact with you tonight. Amen. Just make contact with you. Let me know, amen, that you love the name of Jesus. Let me know, amen, you and I are united together in the Spirit tonight. The Lord wants to lift up burdens, amen, that's in people's heart tonight. He shall die, love of us. My God, God wants to lift up burdens tonight, amen. But you have to call that number. If you want the Lord to deliver you everywhere you are, call in, amen. The Lord, amen, wants to set you free tonight. There are many who are bound tonight. You are bound. You are slave, but you're bound. God wants to free you. He wants to free you tonight. Oh, praise him tonight. Praise him tonight. How good and how glorious the Lord is. When Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own with which in the world, he loved them unto the end. Jesus, amen, loved his own until the end. And let me tell you, Jesus will love you until the end. He said, I will never, never, never leave you. I'm talking about to the man of God now when you're going through, amen, and don't seem like you can find him. Jesus said, I will never leave you. Nor will I forsake you. Lord, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. Oh, yes. It sometimes seems like the Lord is not hearing our prayers, but I'm a witness. He's hearing it. And he won't leave you tonight because the Lord loves you tonight. It is interesting to notice, amen, that Jesus loved even Judah to the very end. The one that betrayed him, amen, he loved the Judah even to the very end, praise the Lord. But he loved them. Oh, the magnificence of the love of God when it is shed abroad in the hearts of mankind. Amen. There is nothing like the love of Jesus Christ when it is shed into the hearts of mankind. Because where there is hatred, yet, the Lord can put love there. Where there is confusion, God can put peace there. Call knock them on tonight, amen, along here, amen, with the staff here in Apple Valley. Thank God tonight, amen. Time is closing out on us, amen. And just think about it, amen. I know many of you, amen, is not considering 2019. Just don't have to come. But are you ready? Are you ready to meet your Savior if it does not come? Let Dr. Moore pray for you tonight. We want to, amen, take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Amen. And make sure you got it right with Jesus. Ever what is, amen, going to come up on this old earth, amen. Make sure you got it right with Jesus. The Lord love you tonight, amen. So do we. We love you tonight, amen. You know, a shepherd is watchful. He's relative to disease and his predators that may seek to destroy his flock. So a pastor protects the people under his care. Pastor, you got a job tonight. When God sets you over a group of people, you are responsible for their spiritually, physically, and emotionally. You are responsible for them. If a problem do spring up among them, he will quickly act in order to restore harmony against that individual. Amen. A wise pastor will not delay and let a problem constantly move in the midst of them. He will nip it in the bud quick. And pastor needs your prayer. Leaders need your prayer. When you don't have anything else to do, I often say, amen, pray for Dr. Moore. I need your prayers. Amen. I can't make it without your prayers. I need your prayers. Call us tonight, amen. We still have about 20 more minutes, praise the Lord. And we are, praise the Lord, willing and able is to take your prayers along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up and tell him what you want. Amen. The Bible says, therefore, seeing that as we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we think not. We ain't going to faint. We ain't going to quit. We're going to be around. If you don't hear my voice, you will hear somebody's voice talking about Jesus. Because we ain't going to faint. I don't care what the world, amen, try to stop us. We're going to still be talking about Jesus. But having renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in the craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of a true commandment, ourselves to every man conscious in the sight of God. We're not going to faint. We're going to be here. All of them know we got to handle the word of God correctly. You can't handle the word of God no any kind of way. Men of God, I'm talking to you. Women of God, I'm talking to you. You that's sitting in high places. Make sure you're handling the word of God properly. Paul says, study. Study the word. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, study. To show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, to rightly divide the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15, if you don't study the word of God, you're going to make a shipwreck of God. You got to study. You got to let the Lord give you revelation. You got to stay before the Lord. You got to meditate on the word of God. Doctors have to study for their professionals. Lawyers have to study for their professionals. computers, Atlanta said, have to study for their professional. And men of God and women of God got to study for their professional. That is the word of God to rightly divide the word of God. And you got to love the word of God. Call us tonight. God bless you in Radio Land tonight. This is Dr. Moore along with the staff here in the city of Apple Valley. And amen, we are willing is to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. You, amen, you got to love the word of God. You got to love it. If you don't love the word of God, amen, you're not going to make it any latter day. You got to love the word of God. Job stated in his answer to Eliphaz, I have esteemed the words of his mouth, the Lord, more than necessary food. God's word is greater to me than a plate of food. And everybody really came through to say that, amen. You know, amen, everybody want to eat. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. How important, man of God, is the word of God to you? David added another dimension to this very thought when he stated, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, that fine gold, sweet also, sweeter than honey, as a honeycomb. Psalm 19 and 10. God's word is precious to the saints of God. It's more valuable, amen, than the silver and gold, what men are dying for every day, amen. God's word is more precious than that. But you got to know him to understand that. Praying for one another. One of the most neglected influences of our daily prayer is prayerless. Amen. They're the prayerless, amen, opening in the elements, amen. People of God are not praying for one another like they should. Prayerless. Is a wretched curse of the church today. We need, amen, to fulfill that part. Men of God, boys and girls, we need to pray one for another constantly, every day. Don't let that space in your life be void. But don't you think it's not necessary to pray? All you got to do is look around, amen, everywhere you may be, amen, living in, and look around, amen, and see the condition of your land, amen, and to let you know you need to pray. If a church is not praying, could it be that the pastor is not praying? And that could be so true. You know, a pastor should set an example of what prayer really is. And if the church is not praying, somebody is in authority is not praying. God bless you tonight. This is Dr. Moore. Amen. Along with the staff here in Apple Valley. And we have a little bit more time. Praise the Lord. And we want you to call in and get your prayer request in right now. Tomorrow is not promised to us. James says, we will do this or we will do that if it's the Lord's will. Don't boast, amen. Get up and say amen. Well, tomorrow I'll see you tomorrow, amen. We'll do this and we'll do that. You don't know tomorrow is not promised unto any of us. If it's the Lord's will, we'll do this or we'll do that. I feel the atmosphere of prayer in the air right now. I feel the anointing of prayer all over us right now. Hallelujah. Amen. I can feel the power of God in his Shekinah glory standing over us right now. My God, we need prayer everywhere. In the hospital, in the convalescent home, in the jailhouse. We need prayer. Come on, children. We need prayer. In the prison, we need prayer. My God, it's so awesome to hear and have a prayer. Amen. I give a wavelength all over the world. Amen.
God, loose the band and set the captive free. We need prayer right now. Break every yoke destroyed, Lord, by your power right now. And there are many on our prayer list, amen, that I did not pray for tonight, amen, that we are including, amen, in our prayers tonight. Everyone that's on our prayer list, amen, we are praying the prayer of faith that God will raise them up. That is, if it's in his will, God will raise them up. God knows what he's done, amen. When we going through, amen, and sometimes he don't raise us up, he's not making a mistake. He knows what he's done. But amen, but when we got the blood running in our veins and we know he got the power, we're going to ask him to raise his children up. Bring his people back to their podium, amen, in which they have once stood to the church, praise the Lord. Jesus love you tonight, Alvin Radio Land. Don't let nobody tell you that. Jesus don't love you tonight. Jesus love you, and Jesus sees you tonight. He knows what you have done. He knows your upgoing. He knows you're hurting. He knows, amen, what you are going through with. Jesus knows tonight. Jesus knows tonight. Amen. But you know what? If you've been disobedient, sometime, amen, Jesus will let you go through trials and tribulation to straighten you out because you are disobedient. Amen. Yield to Jesus tonight. Give up to the Lord. His hands is too wide. You can't do nothing with him. He's too big. You can't go over him. He's too wide. You can't go around him. So you got to come in through the gate. Come on in tonight. Come on in. The Lord is standing at your door, and he's knocking. Yes, he's standing at your door, and he's knocking. He said, well, Bishop, I don't hear. Well, open up your spirit's ears a little bit more. The Lord is standing at your door, and he's knocking. And he's not going to force himself into you. You're going to have to open the door from the inside and let Jesus walk in the inside. Jesus ain't going to break in your life. You got to let him in. While the blood is running warm, let Jesus in. Let him walk in your door tonight, and he can change your mind. He can change the way that you're living. He can change the hell that you're going through. Let Jesus walk into your door and put his holy anointing, his saving power, and his grace in you. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will open, I will come in and I will serve with him, or I will be with him, I'll live with him. Thank God for those that have called tonight. Amen. And I'm asking you, amen, to continue to call. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to let people know that Jesus is answering our prayer. Jesus is answering our prayer. And thank God again for Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And all of those that are supporting this minister right now, we give praise to Jesus and we give honor to Jesus for what he's done right now in Jesus' name. All of you out there tonight, go with the Lord. Go with the Lord. Go with the Lord. Don't doubt him, but believe him. Hold your faith in Jesus tonight. Job said, though he slay me, though he destroy me, yet will I trust in him. My faith is in Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart tonight and lean not to thine own understanding. This is Dr. Moore, amen, saying God bless you. We love you tonight, amen, until tomorrow, amen. We will come back, amen, and pray with you again.
Thank you, all those who called, and don't forget, tomorrow is our last biblical teaching of the year tomorrow. I'm just so excited to say that, because that means we're going into 2019. We're going in 2019 together with Jesus. If you going in with Jesus, you say amen. We love you. We love you. We love you. And if you're gonna be around on the 31st, we will see you at All Rockin' New Year's Eve at Greater All Nations from 9 p.m. until a little bit after midnight. The address in Radio Land is 8516 South Compton Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90001. Good night and God bless. Bye-bye.